Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast, and basketball season is here, and we get a chance to visit with Bernita Jackson about Midwestern State women's basketball, and there is a lot of excitement surrounding the women's team as we get ready for the upcoming season, and it gets started at D.L. Ligon Coliseum on Sunday afternoon as Midwestern State hosts North Texas Dallas, and I know you've got a lot of players returning, but you've also got some new blood. How's the team coming together?
Coming together pretty good so far. They're working really hard. We've been getting after it this preseason and just really trying to do our part to make sure that they are tough and ready to compete, but also just helping them gel because it is so many new players. And then the returners really, really like the pieces that we added. And so it looks good. They look good. They're getting better each day, and I can't emphasize enough they work really hard.
What did you ask of your returning players in the off season? What did you ask them to focus on?
I think a couple of things that I felt like we need to get better at, which is just our mindset and the way that we approach the game. I thought that we would come out against some teams, you know, and kind of play to their level, and then other times we would assert ourselves and compete against some of the best teams in the Lone Star. And it's just like, you know, don't play to people's level. So the first thing was their mindset. And so every day that we would do training this off season, back in the spring, you know, we kind of talked about you guys are behind some of the other teams. And the only way to catch up is we're going to have to use our quote unquote off time, you know, when we part ways this summer, and we're going to have to get better. And I thought all of them took that to heart. You know, they came back in great shape this fall. You could tell that they've been in the weight room. You can definitely tell they've been doing some film studying and watching different teams in the Lone Star. So I definitely see them maturing, which is great to see. Their shots look a lot more consistent, and they are understanding, you know, scoring in tight spaces. Our defense was pretty solid. But we got to get that defense to fuel some easy transition baskets. So we definitely look a lot better at scoring the basketball so far. And I'm excited about that. But our returners, big task for them, you know, be in the best shape of your life, mentally be resilient, and come out with just that dog mentality, like I'm going at people today. And I think they've done that.
What have you added to the team for the 2025 campaign?
Well, we big thing for me was I thought we needed good experienced transfer guards, and so we went after and signed some really good guards. One of them is a transfer from Clarendon College, Talia Glenn, and she could play point guard or off ball at the two position. And you know, Clarendon is a really good JUCO team out in West Texas, and so she knows how to score, she knows how to get downhill, and she can guard really well. And so I think she's helped elevate our competitiveness, especially in the backcourt, and she can do both, so she's not limited to just facilitating. We also added Delana Choice, a really strong and athletic guard from Tyler Junior College. Before that, she was at Texas A&M Commerce, but she's probably the fastest player I've ever coached. She's really quick, athletic. She can move very well, very skilled. She can score at all three levels, and she averaged about 10 points a game at TJC last year. So excited to have her. And then we added Vyonce Powell. She comes to us by way of Missouri Southern. And she's just a star, man. She's going to be really good. She's scoring the ball really well this preseason. Big thing with Vyonce is just playing in a system that fits her more of her style of play. We like to play up-tempo. We like to get after people, and that fits more of her style of play. And so she's just been blossoming this preseason. And the things that those three transfer guards alone has just elevated our practices so much. And even the returners are, you know, excited because they're like, these girls are really making us better, and we can't come in any day and not work hard or not be focused, you know. So it's been fun to kind of watch them all go at each other. And then we brought in another transfer forward, Sailor Upshaw. She's from Ranger College, more of a role player, but again, just having that experience, that game experience, has helped us. And then returning to us, that she played just three games last year, Anaya Williams. She is a transfer from McLennan Junior College. She averaged a double-double over at McLennan, and we're excited to have her back. She looks really good. She looks strong. She looks explosive. This offseason, we've worked on her shooting ability and being able to knock down that mid-range jumper. And so She was our top rebounder before she got hurt. A lot of people get stuck on Zaria Carter and Kirby Cash, but, you know, we really hurt when she went down. And so it changed our rotations a little bit, but she's back and she's explosive and she looks really good.
Yeah, I'm really excited about seeing her because I was really excited about the way she was playing to start the season. And one of the sadder days in the year last year at Midwestern State Athletics was the day she got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be interesting to see how things unfold this year with Anaya at full strength.
Yes, and it put a twist on our rotation. So at that time, Anaya was starting at the four and Kirby Cash was at the three. And so we had 6'2" with that skill set and that wingspan out on the perimeter, and we could really shrink the court with that size and height and command rebounds. And so when she got hurt, we had to just move Kirby in, which she dominated, you know, at the four position in the Lone Star. But it'll be nice to kind of be able to take advantage of Kirby's versatility again. The three, she could play the three and the four, and she wants to be able to do that. She's a type of kid, you don't want to put her in a box. You want to just give her open space and say, go to work, you know, let's see what you can do. And she's just one of those kind of kids that she can do a lot of things. But it hurt us when, you know, when Anaya went down, but we adjusted and adapted and made the most of what we had. And so we're just happy that she's back and she looks good. She seems like she's really confident. I personally think she's gotten a lot better, again, shooting-wise this offseason. So I'm glad she used that recovery time to improve her skill set, too.
How can Kirby Cash be better this year than she was when she was Freshman of the Year in the Lone Star Conference?
Well, ain't no sophomore of the year, so she's going to she gonna have to come with it. She's got some personal goals that she wants to reach. She has worked her tail off this offseason and dropped a few pounds, and she's a lot more agile and mobile, and she's got more stamina. Her endurance has gone up, and so I think she's just a load. She's going to be hard to handle. She would get into foul trouble as a freshman when she got tired, and we've been talking about, you know, just staying in a good low stance and staying resilient and disciplined even when fatigue sets in. So she's going to get better by, you know, being available, number one, you know, not getting into foul trouble, and then also, two, just being that scoring threat at all times. And I think she's really doing that defensively. She's picking up lots of steals right now, and she just has such a great feel for the ball, a great feel for the game, and she could score when she wants to, however she wants to. But I think we'll see a little bit more of her jump shot. We've worked on that a lot. We all know she can get to the rack, but she's learning that stop and pop and really getting confident in that, you know, that stroke. And her shot looks good. It looks fluent. It's got a nice high arc. She's got a good feel for the basket, nice touch. And I think she looks good. I mean, I think she looks good. I think she's poised to have a really good season.
Are you set on your starting five, or is that still kind of a work in progress?
I would like to say it's a work in progress because every day, you know, I want them to compete for it. But so, no, not set on it.
How deep do you go?
Right now I feel confident going about 12, 13 deep, and there's no real letdown, which is good. You know, really good as a coach. That's how we can get back to our style of play. I had to kind of pull back on that. When you don't have subs, you can't play a high tempo, high possession game for long. You can do it in spurts, but you can't do it for long. And so not having a bench that could come in and sustain, you know, that speed and tempo has hurt us. But this year we feel like we've addressed that, and we should be able to play at a high level, and we should be able to get, you know, subs in there and a lot of people contributing. That's our goal. That's what we've been talking to them about, and so far has been what we've been seeing them do.
When you're that deep, how tough is it to manage the minutes?
I don't think it's tough. I think as long as you keep everybody focused on winning and that's your goal, then, you know, egos get put aside because the end goal is for us to win. So, I don't think it's tough to manage minutes. I think it's more, you know, you got to manage their egos and get them to, you know, self-deflect and put the team first. So, so far, so good in that category. They seem like a very selfless team. They're extremely competitive. They want to win, and they want to position us to be in the best, you know, spot possible. So they look good, though.
I suspect you're looking for that selfless attitude when you're out on the recruiting trail, that
yes,
you're bringing in players who by nature are selfless.
Yes, yes. We look for it. The tough thing also, too, in this day and time is, you know, you're looking for it, but you also want them to have that killer instinct, right? Like you want them to be able to go at people, but you also want them to kind of pull back and make sure you share the ball and not force one-on-four, stuff like that. So absolutely, we look for it on the recruiting trail. We talk to them about it on the visits to just kind of probe them and see what are your personal goals. And if you never talk about winning and it's only about you scoring 20 points, I'm like, nah, I don't know if I'm interested in you. You know, because in college, everybody can play. Everybody can score, you know, but not everybody can win. And so if you talk about winning and you want to win and you come from winning, then I'm excited. I want to talk to you too.
So this first game that we're going to see is against North Texas Dallas. Again, that's Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Love to see a lot of people at the Elegant Coliseum. I know you want to get a win, but beyond that, what are you looking for out of this first game?
Two big keys that I've been talking to them about. I want to see us be tough, and I want to see us play together. Those are two keys that I want to see us do consistently. And then I don't want to see, you know, shifty box scores. So like one quarter, you know, maybe we got 20 points, one quarter we got 8 points. I don't want to see that. I want to see consistently across the board us sticking to what works. And if you got 20 in one quarter, you should have 20 in the second quarter. It shouldn't be a dip at any point. And so I'm looking for that. But that mental toughness, that physical toughness, and then just our togetherness, how well are we gelling right now?
How do you define toughness?
Our ability to play through adversity, our ability to play through calls that don't go our way, our ability to miss a shot and still yet go rebound or turn it over but run it down and don't give up a wide open layup. And so those things is what I'm looking for, the resilience, the response to mistakes, because they're going to happen. And then can you play through contact? Can you still finish? You know, those kinds of things to me define a tough team.
We mentioned the game coming up against North Texas Dallas. Then you're on the road to play Central Oklahoma next week. How would you assess the non-conference schedule in terms of getting you prepared for the LSC?
You know, I don't think anything prepares you for the LSC. My first 2 years here, I mean, there's nobody that can really prepare you for Lubbock Christian like Lubbock Christian. There's nobody that can prepare you for Texas Women's like Texas Women's. And, you know, to me, our conference is so unique in that regards that I don't think any of those teams that we played in the preseason my first 2 years effectively prepared us. And so we made a little bit of a shift this year. I think the returners coming back have played in the LSC, and so they know what it takes. But the Lone Star is very unique in that regard. It's going to be really hard to simulate a Steve Gomez offense, right? It's really hard to simulate the FIBA style of basketball at UT Tyler. And so how do you prepare? I mean, you better retain. You better retain players that have played in the Lone Star that get it. We went and played Tampa my first year here, and their style was nowhere close to the Lone Star and the teams in the Lone Star. So I don't think anybody does. So our focus this year was not the preseason. Our focus this year is we need to be really good when we get into the Lone Star. We need to win in the Lone Star. And that's kind of where we're at. That's what we're focused on. But UCO is going to be really good. They got a really good coach that just came in from MacU. Hannah is really good, and she's going to have those girls going. She's got some really good transfers that came in. And so they're going to be a really tough and competitive team, as well as Southeastern Oklahoma and East Central Oklahoma. You know, those schools are close, and so we get an opportunity to take a quick road trip, play a very tough competitive team, and those will be considered in-region games. And so you do the best you can in the preseason, but what's most important is winning in the Lone Star.
What do you see as the strength of your team at the start of the season?
Right now, it looks like we can score the ball pretty well. And so we got really good guards that can stroke it. And I'm looking forward to seeing that carry over to the game on Sunday. We have a balanced attack. We're not all – last year was all post play. And this year we have balance. And so you can't just guard us one way, sag in the paint. We got guards that can stretch the floor, that can put it on the deck, and we also have post players too. So we got a much better balanced team this year.
What's keeping you up at night? What's the biggest concern going into this season?
Concern? Man, I mean, the fact that the first game isn't tomorrow, you know, it's too much time to me. But no, it's, you know, the NCAA pushed us back a week. And so that's been different, adjusting to kind of a little bit more of a delay to the start of the season. But I mean, we're ready. We're chomping at the bits to go play somebody else, and we're ready.
The Sunday afternoon start, that's kind of an odd thing. Mm-hmm. We don't see a lot of Sunday afternoon starts. Does it take the team out of their routine at all?
I hope so. That's my goal. My goal is to take them out of their routine, because to me that was something that stumped us last year. If everything was going our way and right in the routine, we would win those games. And the ones that kind of threw us off was when things were kind of a little bit out of the ordinary or not what we expected. And so I want us to be really good at adapting and adjusting to anything, anybody, getting locked in and going and beating people.
That is Brenita Jackson, the women's head coach here at Midwestern State. We'll do these Same Gang podcasts for the most part every week. We might take some time off during the holidays, but for the most part, we'll be with you every week during the college basketball season. It is a long season. It gets underway Sunday against North Texas Dallas. Brenita, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Yes,
and
thank
I'm looking
you.
Forward to this season.
Me too.
That is Brenita Jackson. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the Staying Gang podcast. Be at D.L. Ligon Coliseum. Tell your friends about the podcast. And then bring your friends to D.L. Ligon Coliseum to see the Mustangs. So long.